Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, free vehicle inspection program, the Office of Fair Trading pilot program that takes away the uncertainty of buying a used vehicle by providing free comprehensive vehicle inspections for First Nation Queenslanders in the state's north. This is a fantastic opportunity. Don't mind being a guinea pig for. Well, look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Chris McKenzie, Director, Complaint and Program Coordination at Office of Fair Trading on the line. Very good morning, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Really well, thanks, mate. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, it's a pilot program, but look, over the years, how many lemons have I bought? This is fantastic, and look, protecting consumers, purchasing a car, vehicle inspection. So enlighten us, please.
Yeah, Trevor, we're certainly aware as the regulator for licensed motor dealers that our friends in the north have had issues with quality used car purchases and the ability to, you know, make an informed choice and the costs. So
yes.
Office of Fair Trading came up with this pilot program and partnering with a trusted partner in RACQ to deliver free pre-purchase mechanical inspections for First Nations Queenslanders living in North Queensland.
Look, fantastic. Has this been ever done before, Chris?
No, not to my knowledge. I know that RACQ have done some wonderful programs in training some First Nations people in North Queensland about what to look for and some tips to fix vehicles, but this is the first program I'm aware of that that we've come up with to see what we can do to help.
Okay, so how the program works and how it can help our listeners out there that are looking to purchase a used vehicle, what's the process, so to speak, Chris?
Yeah, well, the process from what we've built up there is to, through our good friends at Good Shepherd, you know, they're the Good Money Store in Cairns, I think at Port Douglas Neighbourhood Centre, Community Grow up in Townsville, and our friend Karen and Good Shepherd is our referral partner. So if any of your listeners are in the mind to be looking to buy a used car from a licensed motor dealer, what we're suggesting is to get in touch with Karen. She will get you in touch with the RACQ. Once you've chosen the car, the RACQ will go out and do a comprehensive inspection on the vehicle.
And that's complimentary, yeah? Complimentary?
Yeah, complimentary and comprehensive, yeah.
Okay, yep.
And the idea being is that, you know, like a safety certificate or a roadworthy certificate doesn't really cover everything, as you know. These comprehensive inspections will allow your listeners to, you know, make an informed choice about the car. So it'll test the brakes and what the underbody's like, tyres, engine, you know, any oil leaks, electrical issues, suspension issues. So, you know, your listeners might, you know, get a copy of that report and say, you know what, this isn't too bad. Or they might go, actually, you know what, this is a bucket of you know what. I need another one. So we've got no problem with you doing another one as well.
Okay. Fantastic.
The idea being is that, you know, we're hoping that it'll give your listeners the chance to make an informed choice. So they'd be, you know, it doesn't cost them anything, we're going to pay for it, and then they can hopefully get themselves a good car.
Well, I suppose it protects both parties, you know, the dealer as well as the consumer. They don't want to be selling a lemon, and we don't want to be purchasing a lemon. So it just opens up the floodgate in regard to support and protection for both parties, I would think.
Yeah, indeed it does. And, you know, it's interesting to use the term flood because, you know, there's been a fair bit of flooding up in that area, and it's not uncommon that flood-affected vehicles get dried out and then put through the market. So they'll be able to find out if there's any ex-flood damaged vehicles using this service. So
good. So when does the service come into play, Chris?
She's good to go now.
Good to go now.
So
all right.
Anyone who's in the market to be looking for a car. And the other thing too is I've explained to a few of the people involved is that if they can't find the car they're looking for up in North Queensland, if they find a car that's being offered for sale in Brisbane, RSEQ happily go and inspect that car in Brisbane and then let them know what that's like. So then we might be able to see if we can get the dealer to send it up there without too much cost, if you know what I mean. So,
exactly, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Look, I know that a lot of northerners like to purchase car from like the Tablelands, for example, not a lot of salt air, so to speak, you know. So that would apply also in the whole of the state, Tablelands included, Mount Isa, what have you, yep?
Yeah, 100%.
And, fantastic.
You know, with that, if you're buying from a non-salt air area, you know, you're going to have a better chance of not getting a vehicle that might be prone to rust. So, and that inspection will pick up any rusty issues or any ex-mine vehicles that might be end of life and the like. So, look, we've got a $30,000 budget there. So,
good.
You know, that covers a lot of inspections, you know, about 100 odd inspections. So,
exactly. And for a story, who's the company that they talk to, a consumer would talk to before buying? Good Shepherd.
Yeah, so
okay.
Karen at Good Shepherd, yeah. So I'll send you through her email and her phone number. And so they're a referral partner for us. They're doing a wonderful service for
Lovely.
Us.
Lovely. You don't have the details there at the moment, do you?
I do. Yeah,
if you can
I
put
do.
That across the airways, that'd be good.
Yeah, no worries. Her email address is karen.denham, so D-E-N-H-A-M, at goodshep.org.au. And her mobile number is 0458 973 022.
0458 973 023 022. Fantastic mobile. And again Karen.denham at
Goodshep.
Goodshep. Lovely.
.org.au.
Fantastic. Look, this is a great opportunity. And how long does this run for, my friend?
Trevor, at this stage, we're going to run it through till about December.
December, okay.
See if we get enough inspections in there and,
go from there.
If not, we'll certainly see if we can extend it further. I think it'd be...
Lovely.
I think it's a great initiative.
It is.
I want to see it work for your listeners.
Yeah, beautiful. Chris, thank you so very much. Good talking with you. You stay warm and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thank you, Trevor. Take care,
mate. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Chris McKenzie, Director, Complaint and Program Coordination at Office of Fair Trading. Fantastic. Free Vehicle Inspections Program. So the Office of Fair Trading pilot program that takes away the uncertainty of buying a used vehicle by providing free comprehensive vehicle inspections for First Nation Queenslanders in the state's north. That's us hillbillies up here, far north Queensland. So you can get in touch with Karen Denham. Her name is 0458973022 or email karen.denham at goodshep, S-H-E-P, one word, .org.au. So contact her in regarding getting a free inspection if you're looking at purchasing a car. Fantastic. This protects you, people. So do jump on it. We are the guinea pigs in this program, run until December. So you're looking at buying a car before December, jump on board. Do your due diligence in getting your car checked out and you can get a free inspection. I think that's great news. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live in First Nation radio stations here in Cairns on your Dindy country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Tall Black, have your say.
Mouth of my there's far too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. We have to find a way. Bring some love in here today.
with your love.
With your love. With your love.
With your love.
Everybody saying I'm wrong, cause they don't wanna speak about everything that we are. They trying to push it under the rug, but I'ma speak to these kids now, and I'ma show them some heart. Let them know what we come from, let them know what we stand on. This is Black Land, fam, let them know what my plans are. Red money, I let them know about my grandma, cause she born from the fire. Now that's the same one that y'all going up against now. Reconcile, we been waiting, but y'all been debating when y'all clueless to what the hell going on. Set the vibes here. Well, I'ma tell all of y'all what the time is. Damn, cuz, what's that? Oh, well, we got the show. Now that's live, I'ma peel with the fams now, and I'ma speak where they fail your loss. And yo, Australia, y'all did wrong. 2020 gonna be the year that you turn it all around and you give it back. See, the bed's been burning, denying my purpose for far too long where that lie lurking. But, fam, it ain't just one, is it, cuz? Yo,
what's going on with your love?
There's no need to escalate. War is not the answer. Only love will conquer hate.
Woo. And mother, mother, everybody thinks we're wrong. But who are they to judge us when they don't know?
Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Happiness. hear the rhythm of your beat. Hey, your melody and harmony are sent from up above. Hey, hey, sweet reggae, reggae music.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, too deadly. What we're talking is Western Cape, Her Women's Health Forum. First of its kind. Happening just to happen, Napanum Community Hall, Napanum Road, Napanum. and look, Spotlight on Women's Health Challenge in remote Western Cape York. I'm going to catch up yarn with Associate Professor Nina Lansbury from UQ's School of Public Health, and also talk to Sister Minnie King and the founder of this fantastic event. Ladies on the line, good morning. How are yous?
Good morning, brother. How are you? We're very good.
Good, good, good. We'll start with you, Minnie. Who are you, mob? Where are you from, please?
So I'm a Currag woman, and also all my clan. So our family is extends all the way from Western Cape, all the way through NPA and the Torres Strait, and also the Western Province of Papua New Guinea.
Oh, fantastic, my sister. Over to you, Professor Nina. Who's Nina Lansbury?
I'm a non-Indigenous Australian.
We claim you, sister. We claim you.
I'm working at the University of Queensland.
Yes.
I do public health work. Minnie King has been my teacher. She rang me up when I wrote a piece about girls and their menstrual health and going to school. And she rang me up and said, come and work with me up in my community and we'll find solutions together.
So now you're joined at the hips, ladies.
That's right. We're joined at the hips.
Yeah, look, fantastic.
And,
yep.
And what a wonderful example of reconciliation, you know, just by a couple of women doing their thing and with their hearts and minds, and you can do anything.
Exactly. So let's talk about this fantastic forum that just happened. Minnie, this is the first time it happened. It's very sad. We're in the 21st century. This should be an annual event. A huge success is what I'm picking up, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this is the first community-based and community-led remote women's health forum in the country. And we're hopeful that it certainly won't be the last if the feedback and the absolute vibe, you know, we ended up with a war cry. You know, we're talking about 70 or 80 women who've come from around the state, including all the First Nations women representing the four Western Cape communities. It is a shame that it hasn't been done, but we're just glad that Western Cape is here, and we hope that we're there and we've done it, and so any remote community can talk about health. It's always there for them.
And when we're talking health, we're talking all aspects of health in the physical sense, the mental sense, spiritual sense, and all the above, and providing a platform and togetherness for our women to have a vision for the future. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, certainly for First Nations women are there, you know, and you know yourself, brother, that we live in this world. We also live in the spirit world where there's a dream time. There are song lines and there are those types of things. So, you know, but also for the non-Indigenous women who were there, they get the benefit of listening to us, for hearing our stories, hearing, you know, the intergenerational trauma that we've been through. But we created this extremely safe place for women to talk. Women to share their stories, and I can tell you what, there were stories to be told and there were tears to be had.
Beautiful. Minnie, you wear a few hats. Tell us some of the other stuff that you do, my sister.
So with my husband, we own Emberley Contracting. It's the largest Aboriginal contractor in the Western Cape region. Mm-hmm. We do bus transport for all the mining people up here and mining contractors. We employ lots of families. You know, we've got about 70% First Nations people on our books. So we do a lot in community. And this is just one of those things where women's health is important to me. It's important to my sisters and sisters-in-laws and mothers and for those women who've gone before us. Yeah. So we do this for our ancestral women. And we say, well, you know what, today we have an opportunity and we've got people motivated talking about health in a remote place in and that's for the Western Cape.
So, my sister, we can set this up as an annual event then, yes?
Look, our major partner was Queensland Health, and it took us about 5 minutes of talking to the CEO of Torres and Cape Health when he said, I'm on board.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, you know, this is there's a lot of benefit coming back to the agencies that are tasked with looking after health in the region, both general in terms of Weipa Hospital and Torres and Cape Health that comes under, and then Indigenous or First Nations specific being the Puna Pima. So, you know, to have it created from grassroots people back to these agencies, we've now created a platform. We've brought people, external subject matter experts in, And so these wonderful relationships and collaboration can happen from this point forward. But if I can just share with you, I had two old girls come up to me afterwards just now as we've closed and said, you know what, from now on, I'm going to ask before that doctor post that prod me with that stethoscope. I'm going to ask him, what are you listening for? Are you listening to my chest? You know, are you listening to my heart? I'm now going to advocate for myself, for my health, because I didn't realize I could speak up until now.
Beautiful. Look, tears to my eyes. And that's so true. We're naive. We just let the professionals do what they do, but there's no communication. There's no understanding. There's no education. This is so very important that we give our women a platform and a right to speak up and to inquire about what's going on with their body. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a lot of discussion. Look, there was a total of 18 topics in 1.5 days, which was a huge task. But certainly that some of the themes that came through, with this is a basic human right, you know, especially because we're mentioned in the Queensland Human Rights Act for First Nations people to have access to health services. But it wasn't just about that. It was about when someone and a family member, you know, when that woman, when she goes to the doctor or the clinic, we want to get to a place when she looks at someone and recognizes herself.
Exactly.
When she looks at that person and she thinks, well, that looks like my granny, you know?
Exactly.
So that there was a lot about education. There was a lot about career. There was a lot about getting our people immersed and involved in healthcare so that they become qualified, they become skilled, and we start to treat ourselves.
Yep, look, beautiful, fantastic. So with what you've just set up, having the first conference, Western Cape, her Women's Health Forum, this information that's collected, that now becomes part of the weight or the vehicle driving forward to make this an annual event, yes?
Well, I think, look, in the first instance, you know, you've got 70 or 80 women who walk away and their life's been changed.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Come the 5th and 6th of June of each year, they'll remember their time here on this country in the Western Cape in Napranum, you know, at the Napranum Community Hall that was given to us from the Napranum Aboriginal Council, so we need to acknowledge them. And they saw, you know, they had the foresight to see the value of this and what it would bring to the community without us even, you know, explaining what it was really for other than women coming together to talk about women's health. But certainly I think, look, the conversation is here. We're one of the largest themes that's come through this is the policy settings and the changes that need to come around and cultural competency and what that looks like.
Yes.
And certainly having representatives from Apuna Pima, having representatives, and we're talking not just, you know, from midwives, but we're talking about doctors and executives from Torres and Cape Health as well. The commitment is there, and they're absolutely buoyed by what they've heard, what they've seen. Mm. And you know what? It's I think this is a conversation, as you said, brother, a long time coming.
Yes.
But we've had it. And this is not the end.
Exactly. Beautiful. Professor Nina, look, as a professional in health, as a non-Indigenous person, you would have walked a mile in their moccasins. It would have been great for your heart and your spirit and your professional attitude, I would think. Yes?
So true, Trevor. And what an honour. Like, you know, Minnie's been my cultural teacher for many years now. I've learnt a lot. I've learnt to listen. Well, maybe I'm learning to listen. I think what the power of what we did was we had experts presenting, but then instead of the usual conference thing where you ask questions of these experts on stage, is we turned the focus around. We asked those experts that had either come locally or flown in, we asked them to go and sit at the tables with the women, and then we had women having chats about that conversation. We asked them, what are your barriers? What's your experience of this issue, and then what are the solutions? And we've documented it all. So we're looking forward to having a really exciting range of outputs from this. So definitely a big report with all those solutions noted down so that decision makers can see it and fund it and make it priority. But also we had a beautiful AV team photographing and videoing it. So there'll be lots of ways for the women to see themselves and hear their stories back. And
beautiful.
So we've captured their stories for them to honour their voice.
Yes.
But also we want to make change for the better
beautiful.
For them.
Look, fantastic. They say the best exercise for your heart is when you're bending down, lifting somebody up. And you ladies have just done that. So congratulations. Thank you for the yarn. We'll keep in touch. And please, we want to be part of the movement going forward. Make this an annual event. Minnie, thank you, my sister. And Professor Nina, more power to you, ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, brother. You have a great weekend.
Take care. Bye, girls.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn. That's Minnie King and also Professor Nina Lansbury from UQ's School of Public Health. And we're talking about the inaugural Western Cape Her Women's Health Forum that just happened up at Napranum Community Hall. And 75 odd women at the table from four different communities. The conversation was deep, it was meaningful, it was open, and look, a powerful, powerful platform, you could say. So, look, fantastic. Hats off to the ladies. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yana Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim. Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yana Strong. National Talk Black. Too deadly.
For my cervical screening test, I chose to ask my doctor about options for screening.
I chose to continue screening.
I chose to do the swab myself at the clinic.
I didn't know I had choices about how it could be done.
I didn't know I had to keep screening every 5 years.
Screening with a doctor was uncomfortable.
Now my screenings are quick, private and pain-free.
Now that I know, I'll be talking to my doctor at my next health check.
Self-swab is private and puts me in control.
It's your cervical screening test. Own it.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community,
You define your greatness.
Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Fighting for our rights in the land of the indigenous. We got to stand up for our rights. Australian bites to the coral gates of the Torres Straits. Know where we all stand in the land of the indigenous. Voices of this land and the spirit of the Torres Strait. Come together as one in the land of indigenous.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, the National News Radio Service. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. A love letter to family, dear son, which brings hope, heart and healing to the stage. We're talking about a fantastic theatrical play that's been happening on the 28th of June right to 19 July, and Dear Son makes its world premiere. So with that, I'm going to catch up with Jan now, director Isaac Drundrick, have him on the line. Isaac, very good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning to you too, brother. Yeah, I'm very well. I'm down here in Meanjin in Brisbane in the middle of rehearsals for Dear Son right now.
To you daily, my brother. Congratulations. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Okay, I'm a Noongar man from the southwest of Western Australia, born and bred over that way. Mm. I'm married up with a Yidindi Yok and Meriam Yok from Cairns and from the easternmost island out there, Murray Island.
Beautiful. Brother, thank you very much. A big shout out to your mob and connections that you have. In regard to this deadly play, Dear Son, tell us the story behind it. When we talk about the warriors of the 21st century, we as fathers and grandfathers look a very strong platform we need to stand on in regard to our beautiful sons. So this comes fitting, I would say, in more ways than one, Isaac.
True that, brother. You know, this book, it's a book called Dear Son, that's been put together by Thomas Mayo, who's an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander man. He invited 12 other contributors, men, Torres Strait Islander and Aboriginal men, to contribute to this book by writing letters to their sons and to their fathers. And some of the letters in this book are by, you know, well-known figures like Stan Grant and Troy Cassar-Daly and Jesse Mosby and Charlie King, and the list goes on. Incredible men who have incredible stories, and the book's really come about, you know, after 235 years really of the demonisation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men.
Yes.
So this is a book that sort of celebrates who we are and acknowledges the role that we play, played and continue to play in our families and our communities. So it is. It's an act of defiance, really.
Good, fantastic. And we talk about deadly actors. Who we got on stage, my friend?
Well, we've got our local brother from up there, Mobiag man, Jimmy Barney. He plays one of the characters, so several characters. We've got Kirk Page, Trevor Jamison, Wanaga Blanco, ex-Bangara dancer, and of course we've got Aaron Pedersen, which many of our people would know from his sort of huge body of TV and film.
Mystery
work.
Road, Cost of Living, all the above, brother.
Claire,
yeah,
that's right.
Too deadly, brother. And look, a story like we are storytellers, and here you as a director for this fantastic play. We're still telling stories, and whether it be on stage, music, dance, art, what have you. So very important as message deliverers we are. Hats off to you, my brother. This is running from 28 June to 19 July. But it's open for everybody to see and witness, hear the stories, take on board, and to support yourself in regarding who you are and your entity as you travel through life, I would pick up, my friend.
That's right, brother. And, you know, everybody that I've assembled, including the cast and the key creatives like the set designers, sound designers, the actors, everybody that's involved in this project are fathers.
Yeah.
And their sons, of course. And so they come at this work with a real connection to it.
Yes.
And, you know, like you say, brother, like stories have created the world that we live in. Mm. You know, stories have shaped the way that we behave as people, as men. And, you know, we're showing a different side to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men, not the side that the media paints.
Thank you. Exactly. And I always say, my brother, we need more black successes, and not only on the football field. So when you've got a play like so, and you've been a director and what have you, it's another vehicle we use in regarding empowering, guiding, supporting, directing our brothers out there who are the warriors of the 21st century.
That's exactly right. And because this work is so connected to the actors, and it's also, you know, so important that these actors are representing the letter writers like Stan Grant, Troy Cassar-Daly in this warrior-like way, because ultimately, you know, these fellas are really, the letters are really quite personal, and they're quite deep, and they're, you know, they're beautifully sort of thought through and considered and expressed. And so, you know, we're seeing a much more vulnerable side to these men.
Sure.
And a side that probably isn't out necessarily in the public sphere. So, you know, there's that part of the warrior that is able to sort of speak up and speak from their place of truth and be vulnerable in that space.
Exactly. And how we tackle adversity and how we bring our strength to the table. In regard to the play, where's the venue on 28 June to 19 July?
Queensland Theatre and State Theatre Company of South Australia production.
Right.
So we will be at Queensland Theatre headquarters in the Billy Brown Theatre
okay.
from the 28th of June to the 19th of July, yeah.
Look, fantastic. What about taking the mountain to the people? Are we talking about a roadshow here, my brother? Bring it to Cairns.
Yeah, we're working towards that. So so after the Brisbane season, we're going to Adelaide.
Yeah.
We'll be on at the Odeon Theatre in Adelaide from the 26th of July to the 16th of August. And now we're the companies are working towards giving the work more life next year in 2026.
Beautiful. Well, hats off to you, my brother. Congratulations. Big shout out to the Deadly Actors there, and also to our strong supporters in regard to our brothers who wrote letters. Look, it is fantastic, a beautiful vehicle, like I said, in more ways than one, empowering our brothers out there. You take care, my brother. Stay warm, and we'll yarn soon, Isaac.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Take care, bro. Beautiful yarn there. Isaac Drennedy, his name is, director of Dear Son, which makes its world premiere from 28 June to 19 July, Queensland Theatre. Look, worth seeing. A powerful story in regard to empowering our beautiful brothers and out there. No matter what hat you wear, if you're a son, your father, your grandfather, and your grandson, either way, it's about looking at that brother in the mirror and being the best you that you can be, and being the true warrior of the 21st century. Look, so fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. We come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong. National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Yogan gagi wala nung gung yuwala mulang mai. Yogan gagi wala nung gung yuwala mulang mai. Yogan gagi wala nung gung yuwala mulang mai.
Myself. Is life worth living? I can hardly tell. Everywhere I turn, it's another assumption. In this world, it's hard for a brother to function. Cause I don't care about a black man, so I keep my foot on the pedal, never relaxing. Look away the youth, tell me who the hell cares. Gas cops, we never worried about our welfare. Judged and assumed that we hardly knew. Split us apart, now you argue the path I choose. What my kind of choice do I have? Got a target on my back because I'm black, I'm asking you. Could you understand why we stay confused? I don't do it for the fame of jewels. And the truth is, I'd love to go back to how we used to live. And things change, but that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Still I see no changes, and they can never give me a reason. They don't wanna hear my side, deny my right to be equal. So we stuck in the gym, taking notice from a man that don't wanna understand my people. That who we are fell apart, now it's darker and harder to see but the uses. But my mind is my weapon, I'ma use it. Otherwise I'll lose it, get used for amusement. Cause I'm black when I'm mad, it's an overreaction. I'm not allowed to be drastic, but I use the pain to spark the flame, light it like a matchstick. I know the power of my blackness, and I can see that hate is racist faces. Misplaced hate to what the color that I came in. And then we make mistakes, I pray and change appears. Until it does, it's just the way it is.
Just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change.
Gotta make a change.
It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. See, the old way wasn't working, and so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. I hope I see more changes, and I believe we can overcome. If we all come together as one, make it better for our sons and our daughters being brought up in this harsh world. Yeah, it's hard, but we can't turn backwards. Put your faith in the practice, escape from the cage you've been trapped in, and free yourself. Impossible alone, so I need your help. For the youth to improve, we gotta teach them well. Cause racism isn't born, it's taught. Talk the talk, then you walk the walk. The ability for change is within you. Let's put aside our pride and try to face.
it the easy way. Cause it's easier to hate than to say that you made a mistake. But be real and together we can heal and rebuild. But if we don't, then that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning shirt, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
War, Ramizir, Ramizir. Bagwar war in Kurlam.